With your local sports update, I'm Eric Cornish. Wednesday's baseball scores, Grayson County beat Butler County 11-10. Greenwood beat Central Hardin in four innings 16-1. Breckenridge County fell to Owensboro Catholic 8-2, and Southern beat Meade County 3-1. Today's games include Grayson County at Breckenridge County, E-Town visits Bullitt Central, Mail comes to Central Hardin, John Hardin is at Meade County, and North Hardin hosts Taylor County. In high school softball for Wednesday, Breckenridge County beat Apollo 10-6. Central Hardin shut out Greene County 7-0. Fort Knox split a couple, losing to North Hardin 21-3, but also picking up a win over Moore 17-2. Today's softball games, Breckenridge County at Bethlehem, E-Town hosts Lanesville, Indiana, North Bullitt is at LaRue County, Assumption comes to Meade County, Taylor County at North Hardin, and Grayson County goes to Warren Central. In the KHSAA spring meeting, the board approved sponsoring boys volleyball and boys and girls lacrosse state championships beginning in the 24-25 season. The board also voted down a proposal to add a shot clock to Kentucky high school basketball. University of Kentucky softball had their first round SEC tournament game postponed yesterday due to weather. The league will make a decision today as to when the Cats will play Florida in the first round. U of L softball set to start their ACC tournament run today. The number 4 seed Cardinals will play the number 5 seed Virginia Tech Hokies at 1:30 in South Bend, Indiana. And finally, in the NBA, the Warriors avoided elimination, beating the Lakers 121-106. Golden State leads 3-2 in the series. The Knicks survived another day as well, beating Miami 112-103. The Heat leads that series 3-2. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.